Blog Talk Radio.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over,
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Truly, that is a beautiful song. You know, I'm not one of them hip-hoppers. Ah, hallelujah, but I love Kirk Franklin. He always has a message in his music. Now, he do all of these little crazy dances and what have you, but you know what? He's trying to reach somebody that we may not be able to reach. Sister Millie, all of us have people that God has destined only for us to reach. God has somebody for each and every one of us to reach. And we may have to use a different strategy. We may have to use a different method. But as long as we draw souls unto the Lord, that's all God is concerned about. He's not concerned about what a kind of method you're using, as long as your method is not to distort, as long as your method is not to embarrass or humiliate or degrade anybody. Hallelujah. If you can reach them with a song, if you can sing that song, Smile, which we just been listening to, smile. What's wrong with smiling? What's wrong with letting the world know how happy you are? What's wrong with letting the world know that I serve a God that can keep a smile on my face in spite of persecution, in spite of my tests and my trials and my tribulation? I serve a God that's willing and able to keep a smile on my face. Hey, glory to God. You look at people sometimes, they look so mean and they look so ugly and they always wound up. Well, get away from me. I want to look at somebody that can smile. I want to look at somebody that has some joy. Because if I'm feeling cast down in my spirit and then I hook up with somebody else looking mean and crazy and frowned up, then guess what? My spirit is going to plunge even further down. Hallelujah. So I bless the Lord for each and every one of you all on this day. Truly, I thank God, for this is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, some folks saying, oh, this is supposed to happen, and that's supposed to happen on today, because the day is 12-12-12, 12-12-2-0-12. But guess what? That kind of stuff don't move me. Ah, hallelujah, that don't move me. I got a text saying, you know, they won't be, someone won't be on the broadcast today because they're praying for 12 hours. Well, that's a good thing. Pray on. Hallelujah. But let me remind you, people of God, on today, that no man knows the day or the hour when Jesus is coming for his people. No man knows the day and the hour. God has not revealed it to any man. So when you hear folks saying, oh, this going to happen and that going to happen, guess what? I'm telling you today, go to your Bible. Go to your Bible, because when they say he's over here, God going to say he's not there. When they say he's in the wind, he's going to say he's not there. When they say he's in the fog, he's going to say he's not there, because he has not revealed it to no flesh. No flesh know the day or the hour when Jesus is coming. He said, I'm coming as a thief in the night. Ah, and how does a thief come in? A thief come in unaware to the person that he's coming to violate. We don't know when they're going to crack our window. We don't know when they're coming in to violate our homes and to violate our family. People of God, it's time to pay attention to the signs. Jesus is coming, but we don't know when. So that's why it behooves us, Minister Cliff, to get our lives together. Sister Millie, it behooves us to be ready every day, because we don't know when we're going to take our last breath. We don't know when our family members, our children, our spouses, we don't know when. Hallelujah. But guess what? Look at your Bible. Read your Bible. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. When when they said, when you, the Bible said, when you hear wars and rumors of war, don't run. Don't be frightened. He said, stand still. Hallelujah, because the end is not yet. Oh, I bless him today. So I'm going to open up with the word of prayer. Hallelujah. We're going to get started. We don't have no special speakers this week. Amen. And I really didn't call on anybody this week because I'm being led as the Spirit of God is leading me. Today is December the 12th, 2012. We're almost at the approaching the end of a year. Hallelujah. But Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you once again, Lord God, seeking your face, Lord God. We come again today reverencing you, Lord, giving you glory and giving you honor. Oh, God, we come today because our hearts, hallelujah, our hearts are rejoicing. We're rejoicing because you are the God of our salvation. We're rejoicing, Lord God, because guess what? You are the creator. You made this earth. You said the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And they that dwelleth belong to you. Lord, you are the creator. You created man in your image, Lord God. And out of his rib, Lord God, you took woman. Hallelujah. And you made woman. Hallelujah. You took a rib out the side of the man, and then you made a woman. Hallelujah. You allowed Adam to call her woman. Oh, God, and then you created the heavens and the earth. You created every creeping thing on the earth, on the land, Lord God. Oh, God, you gave Adam and Eve dominion over every creeping thing, Lord God. Oh, God, you told them to rule and to reign. Oh, God, you had them to name every animal, Lord God. Oh, and we bless you for it, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, hallelujah, for being a God that provides. We thank you for being a healer on today. Lord God, we thank you for our listeners on today. We're thanking you for those that you spared this year. I was one of them, Lord God. Sister Millie was one of them. You spared our life, Lord, for a reason. You didn't spare our lives for us to be in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. No, you spared our lives, Lord God, and gave us an opportunity where we can tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus. You gave us an opportunity to make sure that our families are saved. You gave us an opportunity to continue to be a witness to our children and our grandchildren. You spared our life, Lord, and what are we going to do? Are we going to argue? Are we going to fuss? Oh, no, Lord God, I'm going to stand on your word. I'm going to keep on looking to the hills from whence coming my help. I'm going to stand, hallelujah, when I don't have nothing to stand on but your word. I'm going to stand on your promises, Lord God, for your promises are yea and amen. Your promises, Lord God, are sure. I'm standing on a sure foundation, a foundation that I don't have to worry about. A foundation that I don't have to lose any sleep about. A foundation that I don't have to take any tranquilizers. A foundation that I don't have to smoke no rocks. A foundation that I don't have to drink no alcohol. A foundation that is sure. Hallelujah, we're standing on the rock, and that rock is Jesus. Hallelujah, make sure your anchor holds. Make sure you're standing on a rock that can't be moved, a rock that won't change, a rock, hallelujah, that will remain firm when the rains come, when the storm come, hallelujah, when the tests and the trials come, when the persecution comes, I can stand on that rock. That rock is Jesus, for he is the one. That rock is Jesus, for he's the only one. Make sure, be very sure that your anchor is in Jesus. Oh, I bless you today, Lord God. I know they're talking today, 12, 12, 12. Oh, but I'm reminded, I'm reminded, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you said, no man know the day. No man know the hour. Oh, God, help us to trust in your word, God. Help us to lean and depend on you. Help us to lift you up, Lord God. For you said, if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. Oh, I bless you for your name today, God. I bless you for you have a name, all that you've given to your son, Jesus. Hallelujah. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm standing on that rock today. I'm standing on that rock, and I won't be moved. Oh, for you said, if I suffer as an evildoer, you said all that suffer with you, they're going to reign with you. Lord, I'm looking to reign with you one day. It hasn't been easy, Lord, but I'm keeping my eyes on the prize. I'm staying focused on the prize. Hallelujah. I'm staying focused, Lord God. Ah, I'm not going to be moved by every wind of doctrine. Hallelujah. You got to know who you're serving. Who are you serving? I'm serving a God that can't fail. I'm serving a God that can't lie. I'm serving a God that don't have to repent. I'm serving a God, hallelujah, that's able. The Job said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Though you slay me, yet will I look to you. Though you slay me, yet will I keep my confidence in you. Hallelujah. The Bible said, don't let your confidence be soon shaken before it has good recompense. Hallelujah. God will recompense you. God will reward you. For he said he's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Oh, you got to be diligent about seeking God. You got to be diligent about his word. Hallelujah. I don't listen to folks. I read my word. And I see what the Bible say. When they tell me something, I say, let's go to the Bible. Let's see what the Bible says. From Genesis to Revelation, God can't lie, for he's not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. Oh, I bless the Lord today. I y'all don't know about 12, 12, 12. And I'm gonna rejoice as though it's 1, 1, 1. Y'all don't know about Sata, cause there's one Lord, one faith and one baptism. I got my confidence in the man. Hallelujah, man that calmed the sea. I have my confidence in my Savior. Hallelujah, the author and finisher of my faith, that is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I don't care if they say the moon is red. I'm not going to be moved. I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. I shall not be moved. Who is your confidence in today? Who are you looking to today? Are you looking to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith? Or are you looking to 12, 12, 12? This is another day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice. Hallelujah. I ain't looking for nothing strange to happen today. The only thing going to happen in my life today is I'm going to tell somebody that Jesus saved. I'm going to tell somebody that he's alive down in my spirit. I'm going to encourage somebody and let them know that all is not lost. I'm going to let them know that I have my hope in a Savior, an eternal Savior. I'm going to let them know that I put my faith and my confidence in God Almighty. I'm going to let them know that I'm going to love in spite of. Because love requires sacrifice. That's what we're talking about today. We're talking about love that requires sacrifice. You don't know about T.A. Love requires sacrifice, Sister Millie. Hallelujah. Sacrifice your day to day. Don't be disturbed because it's 12, 12, 12. Don't be disturbed. Continue with your program. Continue with your confidence. Continue with the faith that you have in the Jesus, in the God that we serve. We serve a God that's able to do anything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, if he revealed it to man, the world would be in much chaos. It's in chaos, but it would be in much chaos. Ah, that's why I love the Lord. That's why I love his word. David said, his word shall I hide in my heart that I might not sin against the Lord. I'm hiding God's word in my heart. I'm hiding his word in my heart, Sister Millie. I don't care if nobody on this line but me. I'm on assignment. And people call me crazy. Ah, that's all right. But I'm on assignment because my God that I serve, he shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. I don't care what they say about me. At the 1 o'clock hour, I'm going to be on Blog Talk Radio until the Lord tell me to stop, until he tell me that's enough. I want you to do something else. Until that time, hallelujah, I've seen some call, and I've seen them come, and I've seen them go. But I'm right here. When they dial into this number, when they get on the computer and access the internet, they're going to hear my voice. Hallelujah. I'm a voice crying out in the wilderness. Hallelujah. I'm preparing the way for the Lord. Hey, glory to God. And they say, who she thinks she is? I'm a chosen vessel. I'm a royal. I belong to the royal priesthood. I'm a child of the king. Hallelujah. And because I'm a child of the king, I have some privileges. God is obligated to me. Hallelujah. And because he's obligated to me, I'm obligated to do what he has instructed me to do. And he said, get on here at 1 o'clock. I don't care what's going on. I'm going to find me a place to dial in and tune in. Hallelujah, because I'm listening for God. I'm listening for the voice of God. I ain't moved by what folks say. And all their prophecies. I'm going to prophesy to myself. If I go to Ezekiel, hallelujah, the Lord told Ezekiel, he said, prophesy to these bones. I hear you today, Lord. I hear you. I'm gonna have to shift a little bit. This is gonna be a paradigm shift. Hallelujah, because our subject today is love requires sacrifice. Hallelujah. Let me calm on down. But I hear the Lord speaking this day. I hear the Lord speaking. And I hear the Lord saying, don't be moved. Don't be moved. Don't move with everything you hear that's out in the air, out in the atmosphere. Get in your Bible. Study your Bible for yourself. If you study for yourself, guess what? It won't lead you wrong. I hear you, Lord. I hear you. I hear you today, Jesus. I hear you. Turn to Ezekiel, and I'm going to digress for a little bit. We're going to our focus. Our destiny focus this week is love requires sacrifice. And we're going to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. But while I was praying, and exhorting a little bit, the Lord said, turn to Ezekiel. See, the devil wants us to think we just out here talking. We just a bag of wind. We sat talking loud and ain't saying nothing. Oh, but the Holy Ghost is speaking today. Ha, the Messiah. The Holy Ghost is speaking today. Turn to the book of Ezekiel. And I want you to turn to Ezekiel chapter 37. The Lord is speaking right now. Hallelujah. I want to show you something. Hey, glory, I want to show you something. Because, see, folks are trying to deceive. The Bible, Jesus said, if he don't shorten the days, the very elect would be fooled. The devil is fooled. The devil is deceiving, and he's making mockery of God's people. Hallelujah. You know why? Because we're trying to run over here and run over there. Who saved? Who not saved? My Bible tells me, save yourself. Minister Cliff, from this untoward generation. Sister Millie, save yourself. Be a witness for your family. Be a light that's shining in a dark world. Turn to Ezekiel. Oh, Lord, I don't know why the Lord get me stirred up like this. But let me tell you, this is chapter 37. And this particular chapter is about the prophet Ezekiel and him having a vision. And the vision was of dry bones. And that's what we're dealing with today. The nation is dried up. Hallelujah. And it's looking for some hope. It's looking for some faith. It's looking for some love. So I don't care nothing about the day being 12, 12, 12. Hallelujah. I got dominion over this day. Hey, God has given me power. Don't you believe that Jesus coming today? He ain't coming today. I don't know when he's coming, because no man knows the day or the hour. Turn to chapter 37. I've got to read this because the Lord, he's taking me another way today because it's 12, 12, 12. And when I got this email talking about today is 12, 12, 12, I won't be on the broadcast today. I'm praying 12 hours. Well, good. Pray 12 hours. Pray that your understanding will be open. Pray that your eyes will be enlightened. Ah, God, I bless you today. This is what it says. Ezekiel 30. You better watch God. Prayer warriors. Right here at the Joneses' house. Hallelujah. It says, chapter 37 says, the hand of the Lord was upon me. And carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. That's what they're full of bones, dry bones. And caused me, this is Ezekiel. We was having a vision, and the Lord began to speak to him. And he said, caused me to pass by them round about, Sister Millie, Minister Clip. And verse 2 said, and behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. These bones was dry, and it's talking about the house of Israel. It's talking about the people of God with sleep. Hallelujah. We party like there's no tomorrow. We don't even believe that Jesus is coming, but I'm here to serve your notice today. He ain't here today, 12, 12, 12. He ain't came yet because I'm still here. Hallelujah. My work is not done. And Jesus said, the Lord said, before Jesus cracked the sky, this gospel has to be preached to every creature. Everybody going to hear about this gospel. And it has not been preached to everybody yet. So that let me know the end is not yet. Verse 3 said, and he said unto me, this is Ezekiel saying what the Lord is saying. So, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, oh, Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said, verse 4, unto me, prophesy unto these bones. What is prophesy? Tell these bones what the future is going to be. Tell these bones what doth say the Lord. Prophesy to them. Tell them now. Tell these bones what their destiny is. Tell these bones you will live and not die. Tell these bones I am the head and not the tail. Tell these bones I am above and not beneath. That's what you got to do to yourself. You got to talk to yourself. You have to encourage yourself. You can't be moved by what they say. Last year, I think 2011, 2010, oh, they said May the 11th, May the 12th. Oh, Jesus, the end of the world. Please, come on. Let me get back to the scripture. I'm putting my faith in these scriptures. Again, he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones and say unto them, all ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord today. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinew upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you. And ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, the shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. Sister Mary, God is trying to shake some things. He's trying to shake some things in your home. He's trying to shake some things in your family. He's trying to shake some things on your job. He's trying to shake some things in your finances. But you have to believe God. You have to talk to yourself. Hallelujah. You don't need no prophet or no prophetess to come tell you what thus say the Lord. Prophesy to yourself. Speak life to yourself. If you're going through something, say, I'm coming out of this. Minister Cliff, say, I'm coming out of this. I might be going through right now, but I know my Bible says weeping may endure for a night. Oh, but joy. Joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. You got to look for some joy to come. God will bring you out every situation. When you can't see your way, the Lord, hallelujah, he's already created a path. God will create a path in the wilderness. Hallelujah. The Bible says he created a highway in the wilderness. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Help us today, Lord. Help us. So he said the bones came together. And he said, I'm going to read down to 10. And he said, and when I beheld, lo, the sinew and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above. But there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, this is the Lord, this is Ezekiel, talking about what the Lord had said as he was having this vision. Prophesy unto the wind. See, we can prophesy to the wind. This is Bible today. And he said, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds. Listen how he's talking to the winds. The winds have to obey God. Everything that God created, it is obedient. It's subject to him. Hallelujah. Oh, breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. He was talking about the house of Israel. They're slain. Hallelujah. They're like dry bones. They don't want to listen. They're disobedient. They're rebellious. They cutthroats. They're liars. They're homemongers. God said all of that. He said, I'm the same God that brought you out. I'm the same God that gave you life. I'm the same God that caused the Red Sea, hallelujah, to congeal on every side, and you were able to walk across it on dry ground. I'm that God that brought you out through the wilderness, hallelujah, and fed you manna, fresh manna from above. He said your shoes didn't wear out. Your teeth didn't go rotten. Hallelujah. I gave you fresh manna every day. I'm that same God. Oh, I bless you today. Don't tell me about the Lord. Hey, I don't let nobody tell me about my God, because I know what he's done for me. I know where he's brought me from. Sister Ruby, I know what God can do. Hallelujah. If he dried up the Red Sea for the children of Israel, he can dry it up for me. Hey, how you gonna go? But who you gonna believe? Whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the report for 12, 12, 12? Yesterday is 12, 12, 12. And it's another day that the Lord has made. It's another day that I'm rejoicing. It's another day that God gave me an opportunity to tell somebody about his goodness. Another day that God gave me an opportunity to thank him for his grace. Thank him for his love. Thank him for his mercies. Thank him, hallelujah, for his loving kindness. Oh, I bless the Lord today. They got me all upset, but that's what the devil wanted. 12, 12, 12. I knew the deal was 12, 12, 12. It ain't moving me, because Jesus not coming today. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing strange. Ain't nothing peculiar going to happen today. Hallelujah. The only strange thing need to happen, you need to run into the ark of safety and call upon the name of the Lord. That's what you need to do. Woo, glory to in the day. Okay. And so verse 10 said, I'm reading Sister Ruby from Ezekiel 37. It made me go another way today. Oh, I bless you today. Verse 10 said, in chapter 37, Ezekiel 37, we at verse 10. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet and became an exceeding great army. I got to go a little bit farther. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Didn't I tell you that? Now the Bible is just confirming what I already told you. He's talking about the house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dry and our hope is lost. Listen at them. They're talking about our bones is dry. Our hope is lost. Because guess what? They lost faith. They took their eyes off of Jesus. When you take your eyes off of Jesus, you're going to lose everything you got. You're going to lose your house. You're going to lose your car. You're going to lose your children. You're going to lose all the faith that you once had. It is going to be gone. Because guess what? You rather believe a lie than the truth. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. He said, we are cut off for our parts. Therefore, prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, listen at what the Lord is saying. I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit, listen to God talking, in you. And ye shall live. And I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. I'm going to end on that one. Let me tell you. God, I bless you today, Jesus. Where my screen at? I bless you today. See, I was already prepared to talk about love requires sacrifice. But God is even telling them over there, love requires sacrifice. The Lord is telling Ezekiel in this vision that Israel has left their first love. See, don't ever leave your first love. Don't you ever forget what God has done for you. Don't you ever forget the sacrifice that he's made. Don't you ever forget the blood of Jesus. The blood that he shed on Calvary. Hallelujah. They say there's a song they sing. No cross, no crown. But see, we want the crown, but we don't want to suffer and go to the cross. Hallelujah. But this is a suffering way, people. It ain't going to be no going around and pass, go and pick up $200. No, no, no. The game of life is not a monopoly. The game of life was designed by God. Now, you might try to mess with it and try to alter it and tamper with it. But let me tell you, baby, God already got this thing designed the way he wanted it to be. Hallelujah. And if you tamper with it, guess what? You'll be like those ones, those babies and stuff that they put in the test tube and how they clone another character. Oh, hallelujah, that ain't of God. That's a man. Man makes all of this stuff, and how they inject the animals. You see some of these chicken, I love chicken wings, and sometimes I see these big old chicken wings, and they're blown up. They done injected them. They're not natural. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God is telling us today, don't be moved. When they say he's here, when they say he's there, guess what? Go to your Bible and see what the scripture is saying. See what the scripture is saying, because he said, no man know the day or the hour. on the, even on the gospel radio show. I'm listening to the, to that as I'm driving in the host. Well, call us in. Call in and let us know if anything strange happened today. Well, something strange ought to happen to you. You should have found Jesus. Believing all this old foolishness. Lord have mercy. And some of us are just as superstitious as we can be. We listen to everything. Oh, today, don't walk around that pole. Oh, there's a black cat. Today is 12-12-12. Oh, something strange, something unusual going to happen. Well, something strange and unusual happen every day in my life. And you know what that is? When his mercies are renewed every morning. That's strange and unusual because I know I'm not deserving. I know I shouldn't even be here. So when I wake up in the morning, I'm still alive and I got breath in my body, I say, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah for sparing a wretch like me. Ah, he could have killed me while I was in my sleep. Ah, hallelujah. He could have not allowed me to breathe anymore. Hey, glory to God. Sister Millie, don't be discouraged. Don't be disturbed. The end is not yet. You keep on loving your husband. You keep on loving your children. You keep on being a light. See, we got to be a light. That's what we're missing right now. We don't want to be a light, Sister Ruby. We don't want to tell nobody that Jesus saves. We want to argue among our friends and our family with one another like, you know, you so gifted it. You so deep in the scripture. No. No. But you got to get in this Bible for yourself. You got to learn this word for yourself. If you know it for yourself, when somebody quotes something that's erroneous, you'll say that's not Bible. That's not scripture. See, some of us have our own Bible. I say that. Some of us have our own Bibles. Some of us go on these old wise fables. Now, let me tell you, there is some significance with these old wise fables. Because some of the things my grandmother told me, it wasn't Bible. Oh, but I could hear it down in my spirit even today. When you get to be a woman, you're going to wish you was a child. Oh, God, I hear a lot of those things she tried to instill in me. She tried to spare me from going through some of the heartaches and the disappointments that I had to go through. But sometimes you got to go through for yourself because experience is the best teacher. The experience is the best teacher, Evangelist Joshua. The Lord took me another way today. Because when I woke up and I knew it was 12-12-12 and all this chatter going on about 12-12-12, then when I got this text said I won't be on the line today because I'm praying for 12 hours. The day is 12-12. I said, well, why? Yeah, because the day 12-12, why you can't pray 12 hours when it ain't 12-12? Hello, why you can't pray 12 hours every day? And I don't mean no harm and I'm not calling no name. But I'm just here to serve you notice today that love requires sacrifice. And I read to you all today Ezekiel chapter 37, when the man of God saw a vision and the Lord began to speak to him about the house of Israel. That's why we dried up today, because we waiting on somebody to come through the city. We waiting on the prophet and the prophetess and the apostles. Well, I ain't waiting on none of them. If they come through and give me a word, bless the Lord. But I'm going to tell you this. Adrian going to know this word for herself. I already know what this Bible have declared to me. It already have declared my end at the beginning. God knows when I'm going to leave here. God knows everything. He knew what the day was going to be. He knew what the message was going to be today. He knew he was going to divert my attention and take me over to Ezekiel. I hadn't planned this. Let me tell you, I don't plan these things. They happen. And as I got on this and begin to pray. And as I got that text saying, you know, it's 12, 12, 12, which I already knew, I text back. I said, remember, God and God alone knows the hour. God and God alone know what this day is going to behold in each one of our lives. God know every one of us. He know our name. He know our address. He know the time we woke up this morning. Every hair on our head is numbered, Sister Ruby. Every hair on our head is numbered, Dawn. Every hair on our head is numbered, Minister Cliff. There's a Joshua. All this so crazy stuff. You better stand on the foundation. The foundation of God standeth sure. Hallelujah. Don't be moved. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. He's not mocked. Oh, I bless you today, Lord. I got to stop. I got to stop. Hallelujah, because I'm feeling something right now. I'm feeling something right now. Hallelujah. I give God all the glory. I give him all the praises. The Bible say after you've done all the stand there. Stand there, folks. Hallelujah, with your Lord. Gird about you. Let's go right quick. And I'm being late. Lord, help me today. Hallelujah. They're not going to throw me off. They ain't going to get me all off key. I'm going to remember what the word is saying. Hey, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, let's read right here. Let's go to 1 Timothy. Hallelujah. Chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. And I'm just going to read these few verses for you today. I got to read this. Hallelujah. It said, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That's what the Spirit is speaking right now. In the latter days, the Spirit is speaking expressly to the church, not to the buildings, to the church, that some will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Verse 2 says, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Your conscience is seared. When you're looking at the stars and you're looking at the horoscopes and all of this to determine what your future is. Well, I have a destiny in Christ Jesus. That's why this ministry is called New Destiny. I have a new destiny. And from Genesis to Revelation, if I read my word, hallelujah, I'll get faith and confidence in knowing what God is saying. Hallelujah. Verse 3 says, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God had created to receive with thanksgiving and of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good and is nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. So Jesus is talking about, the apostle is talking about these false teachers and these false prophecies. The day is 12:12, and it's a day that I've never seen before. It's a day that I'm going to rejoice in. It's a day that I'm going to be glad in. It's a day that I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus. It's a day that I'm going to tell them you need to be baptized. It's a day that I'm going to tell them you need to get the Holy Ghost. It's a day that I'm going to tell them they're going to need to repent. Hallelujah. Come out from among them. That's what the Bible tells us. Come out from among them. and be ye separate, says the Lord. Hiya no Moshiach. Devil and got me mad today. Hallelujah. I read this a declaration of war. And I love it. This declaration of war. Yes, Lord. And I'm going to read it until you're hearing today. Ha! Hallelujah. Because guess what? We need to declare war on the enemy. Uh-huh. Woo, Lord. I tell you, if there ever was a time we need to declare war, it's today. It's today, and I'm declaring war. I'm declaring war on 12-12-12. December 12, 2012, declaration of law. We this day set ourselves in agreement with the word of God to be a kingdom warrior and to attack the kingdom of darkness, to the pulling down of strongholds of Satan. We will become a mighty warrior and advance on his kingdom. We will not be afraid or intimidated, but come out victorious, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We do further set ourselves in agreement with Jesus Christ to declare this gospel, to use the mighty name of Jesus, and to do as the scriptures have said, greater works shall ye do. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we declare war on the kingdom of darkness with all the members of the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, which is mightier than any other name, we affirm and agree to the power, authorship, and lordship of the name Jesus Christ. We this day declare war against the devil and all the evil forces that come against God's people. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm finished. I'm going to open up the line for you all today. Hey, Sister Millie, don't be discouraged. God ain't through with you yet. I'm going to Sister Millie, see if she can answer some words. Then I'm going on down the line. God changed this message today, but we're still talking about love requires sacrifice. But God wanted to speak into your hearing today on 12-12-12. Uh-huh. Sister Millie.
Amen.
God bless you today.
God bless you, too. Thank you once again for the encouragement. I claim everything you said, and I'm going to, like you said, keep prophesizing and speaking to the bones in my life.
Ah.
In Jesus' name, on Monday I go to get some exams done for cancer, and I'm claiming that I am cancer-free and I'm fine. In Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Well, you keep on speaking. Tell those dry bones they will live and they won't die. And as far as it says, for me and my house, we going to serve the Lord. Keep on prophesying. Keep on speaking life to every damn situation, Sister Millie, because God ain't through with you yet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sister Ruby, God, I bless you today. Woo, yeah, I didn't testify today. I had to give the word today, Sister Ruby.
I know you. Hey, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Amen. The word praise the Lord. I got on here late, so I know the word just really hit. But it's a blessing that you rebuked it, this 12-12-12, and because Jesus is everywhere. But I sort of like, who's the reporter you're going to believe? So I said, well, who reporter you going to believe? You know, like you told Sister Millie, you know, if he can raise them dry bones, he can heal every disease and manner that's in this earth. So I went to Isaiah 53:1 to see what them bones do. And I just went there just to see, because you called the thing, but it wasn't a scripture. So I said, well, Isaiah 53:1, who shall believe our report? And who is the arm of the Lord revealed?
Hello.
And then I went to John, where did I go here? John 12, the one that you were saying. John 12:38.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see here. I should have had it out. Oh, John chapter 12, verse 38, because it's such a great thing for me, because sometimes my bones get all, excuse me, distracted and all like that. But who reporters are you going to believe about this dry bone, because you're down in that valley that Jesus can't bring you out? St. John's chapter 12, verse 38, and then that's the saying of Elijah, the prophet, might be which he spoke, Lord, who have believed our report, and to whom have the arms of the Lord been revealed? And then I went on over to Romans, just to make sure that the bones, you know, so much in here about the bones, and Jesus is in control no matter what we think or act. We just have to live this life and be obedient and get the Holy Ghost and go on and ask the Lord to help us to go through and believe his report, because he will. He created everything. He created man, Adam in the beginning. He made all the garden. Here I am, a garden like you, Evangelist Bernard, but I think I'm going to stop because I think I'll be saying I ain't testifying. But Romans chapter 10, verse 16.
All right.
This is the bones. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Elijah said, Lord, who have believed our report? So just like you were saying, you believe God's report. When they sent an email to you about some 12, 12, 12, you turned it around because you know you had to preach that thing to evangelists, because the Lord knows. He made everything in this earth. He made the first surgery, if you look back in there, where he made Adam from the dust, and he didn't have what Adam didn't have, a mother or a father. Then he turned around and done all everything that we needed on this earth. And then he said, well, man can't be alone. I'm going to make him a helpmate. So he done the first surgery that was on this earth that was recorded. He took a rib out of Adam's side, put him to sleep, and made Eve. So if he can do all that, he started all. And all these names, it ain't nothing but a name. Cancer ain't nothing but a name. Hallelujah, because Jesus said he's over everything. He can heal when he get ready, but we must be obedient. And, you know, we must walk by faith, and we must believe that and receive, like you said. So with them dry bones, I'm going to stop. Okay, praise the Lord. You done got me stirred up, Evangelist. You always.
You got me stirred up, honey. The Lord offered that message. Ah, hallelujah. I wasn't prepared for that, but when I got on the line and got this text, I said, the devil's alive. He ain't got no jurisdiction over 12, 12, 12. Ah, the earth is the Lord in the fullness thereof. Amen, amen. I'm going to Evangelist Joshua. God bless you. Thank you, Sister Ruby.
Amen. Thank Jesus for you. I'm stirred up.
Evangelist Joshua, praise the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, she went on and she said it. I'm telling you, I've heard enough words this morning. I'm telling you. Because she done be both y'all done preached this thing. But what I like that both of you said was you spoke on whose report shall we believe. The man, this is prediction by... They're going back in history. They're going into a time they know nothing about, which at the time God was there. They're going back on trying to work through science, which, you know, from years back, who can predict? All these things are in theory. And what I come to realize when I looked and I said, oh, today's 12, 12, 12. I said, you know, but who's in charge? God's in charge. He's been in charge from the beginning. He created, like Sister Ruby said, all this from the beginning. This has been created. And I went to that scripture. I'm just going to say mine right quick. I got two scriptures here. One says in Hebrews 11 and 6, and it is the foundation of everything. It says, but... without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. Sister Ruth said we got to be obedient. But without faith, it is impossible to believe God. It goes on to say, for him, he that cometh to God, well, it don't say believe God. It says, for but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Then it lets you know who him is. It says, he that cometh to God now, must first believe that he is. And it goes on to say, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently, continuously seek him.
Mm-hmm.
So then Roman takes it up in Romans 10 and 17 says, so then, it opens up with that, so it's like it's giving you a conclusion. Now, I told you what you have to do. So he says, so then. So this is, so if you can accept that, so then he says, faith, how do you get it? It comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we have heard the word of God this morning. All you have to do is believe it. All you have to do is receive it. If you can believe it and you can receive it, you can be saved. You can be changed. You can be healed. All these things go along with it. So I think we've heard enough. I'm telling you the word. I've heard Evangelist Bernard, and then I heard Sister Ruby, and I'm telling you my heart is on fire today. And I'm walking this day. I came into this day. I laid down by faith, and I got up, and thank God, by faith, I'm walking through this day, trusting God for everything that I need on this day. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Our destiny focus is love requires sacrifice. And anything you want, anything you're willing and able to do for the Lord, it requires a sacrifice. And I thank God for being at the Jones' house on today, and they made a sacrifice and allowed me to come and host the show. So I want you all to hear words, some remarks, some comments from the gracious host, and that's none other than Evangelist Corinthian Jones.
First, giving honor to God and to all the listeners, to all who want to do, I appreciate God for being here today. I thank and appreciate God for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I want to thank God for allowing me to see a day that I've never seen before. I thank God for this day because truly today God has given me new life in dead situations. I've had some dead situations in my life, and today God has given me new life, and I thank God for how love does require a sacrifice. How love, it does require a sacrifice. And I thank God for how I'm in a place right now where I am sacrificing for my family. I decided to take some time off to just spend some time with just me and Jesus to sacrifice for my family that God would, you know, would deliver, bring forth deliverance in my family, bring forth deliverance in my home. I decided to get out of myself and to just sacrifice and just to spend some time with God so that deliverance would come forth. We're going into a new year, and I've decided I don't want to take the old things into the new year, and so I'm looking for God to bring about a change, and I'm willing to make the sacrifice for the change to be done. And if it has to start with anybody, then it will start with me. And so I'm looking for God to bring forth deliverance and total restoration, and to complete what He started and what He's begun in my family. And to you also, if you need God to do some things, it's going to require a sacrifice. And if you love somebody, then you're willing to make that sacrifice to do some fasting and some praying and to just turn back some plates to seek the face of God so that He can bring about a change. Because the year that we're going into is a year of rebellion. 13 is the year of rebellion. And not rebellion, but we're going into a rebellious time. So if you don't want that spirit of rebellion to come upon your family and to come upon you, then I require you. I'm gonna challenge y'all to go ahead and do some fasting and praying so that rebellion won't come up on you and your family, and for you just to keep the right focus. And I just want to tell you guys to be encouraged and to keep your mind stayed on Jesus and know that God is with you, and any and everything that you're gonna need from God is gonna be in your praise. It's gonna be in your praise, and it's gonna be in your prayer. And just know that prayer changes things. Prayer goes places that we can't go, and it reaches heights that we don't see. So keep your mind stayed on Jesus and keep your focus on Jesus and delight yourself in the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. I tell you, we've had some powerful words on today, and it's just a beautiful thing when you're not led of yourself. And I know some folks I didn't even get in the chat room today. I couldn't even see who was in the chat room today. But you know what? I bless the Lord. I don't see nobody in the chat room today. So I still bless the Lord for just being who he is. You know, sometimes folks will get a little perturbed with you, and they say, oh, they always come up and say, oh, this, the Lord, that. But you know what? The Bible says those that are led of the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I am a child of the Most High God. And I tell you, I didn't schedule anybody for this week, but our destiny focus this week is love requires sacrifice. We took the scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 through 13. But as I was on this line, I'm saying it again, I received this text, hallelujah, reminded me about 12:12. And as I began to open up, Minister Cliff was on the line and Sister Millie. And as I began to open up and open up with prayer, the Lord began to shift. Then he began to speak something in my spirit. And as he spoke it, I said, wait a minute. We can't even go to 1 Corinthians today because the Lord is saying something else today. Because guess what? We got to know who we're serving. Every time we hear something about this going on, that going on, we ready to run. We ready to go. We won't believe this. Well, then let me know you're in your word. Because if you're in your word, you wouldn't be rattled. You wouldn't be shaking about 12:12. Hallelujah. You just going to pray for 12 hours a day. Hey, what about yesterday? What about tomorrow? What about Friday? What about the next day and the next day and the next day? 12:12. Well, but you know what? I'm happy that someone is praying. So I'm going to let you all go. What I want to tell you is we are going on a 21-day fast. This ministry is going on a 21-day fast. We did it last year, and the Lord came in like the Savior that he is. That's all I'll have to say. And so we're going to begin this on January the 7th. So we're going to allow you to go through your holidays and eat your turkey and all the trimming and your ham and all of the stuff that you do for your holiday. You can enjoy your family and your friends and your food that you go out and buy and cook. Do that. But January the 7th, that's the first week, and I'm thank God it's the 7th. I don't want to go into the second week without fasting and praying. Those of you that want to start sooner, you can. But we're going to do a 21-day fast, and I'm going to make this very easy for some of you all, those that can refrain from anything that's good. But we're going to have liquids and vegetables and one meal a day. One meal a day. No sugar, no sweets, nothing but vegetables and liquid. And even your liquid, try to condense that and make it water. Don't let it be all this sugary stuff. Let it be water where you can detox your body and get your mind back. Because as she just said, the number 13 is a number of rebellion. 2013 is not going to be the same as 2012. So we got to come into this new year with our eyes open. We got to come in with our ears open. Because I just read that the Antichrist have already set up his kingdom. Hallelujah. Mockers are in the land. They come to mock. the people of God that come to my God. But we got to know what voice we're listening to in this season, Sister Ruby. We can't be deceived. I'm too old to be deceived. You should have deceived me when I was 20, when I was a young buck. Thought I had it going on. You know, you think you're all pretty and, oh, you able to catch this and catch that. I thank God I didn't catch nothing deadly. Hey, hallelujah, well, I thought I was cute. Now, next year, the Lord allow me, I'll be 59 years old. So do you think I got time to listen to any of these pimps? Ah, they're not pimping me. Ah, I wasn't no prostitute in the world, and I sure ain't going to let you pimp me at 58. Ah, hallelujah, you should have used me while you had an opportunity. It's
amen.
I'm sold out, Evangelist Joshua. I'm sold out. So
amen.
That's what we're going to do. So we just thank God for you all. We're not going to hold you. Thank you for tuning in with us. We're trying to condense as much as we can, and we can do that when we have less people on the line. But Sister Ruby, the Lord spoke to me, and the Lord did say this. He said, get ready for the harvest. Hallelujah. The Lord told me to get ready for a harvest. And I said, Lord, what are you talking about? He did not clarify. He said, get ready for the harvest. Hallelujah. So I'm getting ready for the harvest. I'm going to set my face. I'm going to set my eyes as a flint. And I'm going to keep on looking to the hills from whence cometh my help. I thank God for our gracious hosts again, Deacon Anthony and Evangelist Corinthian Jones, being able to come over to their beautiful home and get on this computer and host this show. Sister Ruby, I didn't want to go on the other side of town here in Stockton, so I said, Lord, let me call. And Deacon Anthony answered the phone. So I thank God for that. I thank God for everything that he's doing in our lives. Pray for this ministry. Pray that God would continue to keep us with a vision. Pray that we'll be able to come on this line and tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus. Pray that we will be able to impart a word to a dying world. Amen. So we love you and we praise you and we appreciate you. And I'm going to ask Sister Ruby Larry to close us out with a dismissal prayer. And if she has any final comments, she's welcome to do so.
Oh, praise the Lord. Anybody, any sister, brother have another comment? I'm just thank God I'm on.
No, you and I and Sister Jones are the only one left. Don and left, Evangelist Joshua, everybody else gone. We're the only three.
Oh, do Evangelist Joshua have anything to add?
No, she's off.
Oh, she's off, just the three of us. Nobody? Okay, then. So, Lord, we just thank you that you allowed Evangelist Bernard to go this way. You know, ever since the broadcast you have aired, that you have given her this opportunity to come forth for your people all over the world. We don't know. I was asking Evangelist Bernard a week or two ago, Evangelist, do you know how far and how long the Broad Talk Radio go? And she said, no, she didn't. But, you know, we know that Jesus Christ is a miracle worker. And, you know, where they may be thinking it's going to stop in England. It's all over the continent, places we can't even name or describe. So we just thank you, Jesus, that this is your broadcast, that I have been on here over a year, off and on, you know, like I'm always doing, repenting, because this flesh get in the way sometimes. But ever since you've been on this line, and you have gave Evangelist Bernard this founder and this dream that was set inside of her, it's always been that she has listened to you. And the word that come, whatever she gets before she come on, if there's no speaker and you talk to her, Lord, we thank you very much, because it's changed, because it's coming from the heaven, the throne room where you at, and you know what your people need. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And you send it down, and she obeyed. She said she must obey because she sold out to the work of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So we just thank you today for all that the input that you have put through her. She, you know, she says she testified, and sometimes you have her to preach. Well, she preached me into repentance and looking at my life too. Hallelujah, to examine myself. Hallelujah, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for each and every one. Come on, I thank you for the host that opened their doors for evangelist Bernard to come forth and do the lesson, because, you know, you don't know what city or what place she going to be in. But one thing about it, she always got her connection to heaven to come on and to have you come on at 1 o'clock in the p.m. We thank you, we love you, and we ask you to bless the ones in the archives, the ones that she didn't go on or didn't see, but you know everybody that needs the word. You know everything they need, because you can go where we can't go, and you can bless where we can't bless. Hallelujah, because you're everywhere at the same self time, and you know just what we stand in need of. And we just thank you today that you allowed us to come on the broadcast, because you didn't have to do it. Hallelujah. And we just praise you. We pray for the families on this broadcast. We pray for their children. We pray for their mothers and fathers. We pray for each and every one that needs a word from you, and plus this love segment. Hallelujah, about love. Hallelujah. And it's a requirement. Hallelujah, for sacrifice. Hallelujah. And I was going through that this morning. I said, Lord, I can't be unprepared or something. You have to give me something in my heart. And look at that. You changed the subject altogether. But it all amounts to love. When you got love and you got filled with the Holy Ghost that you give it to us, you lead and guide us in your will and by faith that we will go towards the way you would have. We pray for Sister Millie, our family. I heard her testimony saying, but like I said, Jesus, and created the doctors. Every time you hear, he said it ain't nothing but a disease, and he overrides everything, and he healed it and make us come out strong and better, that we may have a testimony so that he can draw his people in. He said if he be lifted up from the earth, that he will draw all men unto him. So we know, we believe, I've been through, I know that he's a healer. Hallelujah. He's a deliverer. He's a way maker. Hallelujah. And he loves us so much, his children. And we thank you for it. We thank you for Evangelist Bernard. Give her more strength and more peace. We know 2013 is going to be an awesome time for her, because she believes that she has to step aside that flesh to let you have the platform. And this has been since 2011. So there has nothing changed. We may have changed and shut down a minute, but you haven't changed. And we ask and pray that you bless each and every grandchild, their children, Lord Jesus, their auntie, uncles, their mothers, all over the nation, because you say if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. Hallelujah, wherever they are. And we thank you for this line that you allowed us to have, where we don't have to worry about the bills or payment or whatever going over, because you have set it up. We can stay on here long as you come forth and give us the word with the anointing that come from on high. We pray for the ones that haven't came on today. Lord Jesus, you know all of them. Bless them, protect them, guide them, direct them. Even Dawn, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless her. Give her strength. And we thank you and we praise you and each and everybody that's on this broadcast. Even a Blog Talk Radio that has established this broadcast, that has to have these mechanisms, this technology set up so that it can come forth through this airwave that you have set. Hallelujah. Bless them, Lord. Save them, Lord. Send a word that they may be witness to, that they may say, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you for this opportunity, and we love you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let the church say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're going to end with this song, I Believe, by James Fortune. We all have to believe.
This keeps me going. Okay. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Bernard.
I love you, Sister Ruby.
Love you. I got to tell the cousin.